This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
This is our first episode.
Mm-hmm.
We've got...
Oh, do I... Yep, deputy head boy.
Levi.
Levi Pruden. Yep.
And we got...
Myri.
From
Girls High.
Hi, and I'm Kyle. I'm from Boys High. And yeah, we just get started. Hi, so I'm Kyle Mayon. I'm 18. I go to Boys High. And 13 there. That's me. Go on, Myri.
All right, hi. I'm Myri. I'm also 18. And I'm from Girls High, and basically, we're doing a podcast, and it's pretty weird. Go Levi.
So I'm Levi. I'm still only 17. I don't really hold too many strong opinions about anything, even though my pastime and we'll say school career is debating, because they just tell me what my opinions are. Proud member of Hamilton Boys High School, soon to be an old boy. It's coming fast.
Don't remind me.
Yeah. Try to be involved in the school with a lot of like service stuff, and also try hard in my academics because I want ducks.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Main.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's pretty
that's
much
pretty
me.
Pretty much it. Wish and it. How do you feel being a test subject here?
How do I feel being a test subject? I feel probed and I feel unsafe. No, it's good fun. You get to see all the cool recording stuff.
Oh yeah.
You're doing better than both of us. Sound way more professional than us.
I think that's just his debating voice.
Oh yeah, I can put
should
it.
Should I pull out my pitch voice?
Oh yes.
Come sit up straight then.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. What subjects do you take?
What subjects? A fair bit of social science. I do history, psychology, economics, and then the boring ones are English and calculus.
Don't sleep on English. I love that.
Okay. To be fair, I'm also doing a lot of scholarship papers for subjects I don't take, if that counts. Yeah, geography. Good-o.
I quite like geography.
Yeah, it's good fun. You get to draw pictures.
Oh, my God. Easy credits.
Not everyone can keep the colours within the lines, you know?
You'd be surprised how many people can't keep colours in the line.
Yeah, that's why I took history instead, yeah.
I reckon boys' handwriting's atrocious, though, so for me it's logical that you guys are bad at colouring as well.
I agree.
I take personal offense to that. Yeah, go on.
What about you, Myri?
I take English, and I take APO, which is like our outdoor PE class, and I take history, which is my least favorite subject. I don't hate history. I dislike it strongly. And I also take, what else do I take? I take law as subject. Yeah. And then instead of a fifth subject, I am doing a uni program through Waikato, doing papers.
Is that uni start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing like crime papers and law and forensics.
Oh, well, my subjects...
Tell us, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
My subjects. Oh, well, for maths, I take stats. For English credits, I take media studies.
Marvel movies and all that.
Actually, it's sci-fi this year, which is interesting.
Oh, dear.
We had a debate that Minions was a sci-fi movie and whether we could write about it in the...
Yeah, I'd
argue. You can 100% write about it.
Oh, we can write about it. It's just... It's not relating to the question.
You ever see that film, like, Monsters vs. Aliens?
That is an amazing film.
Yeah, I asked Miss if that had, like, any academic value, and then, like, sent, like, a post-it note across the room, and she was like, yes. Yes, it does.
It is an amazing movie.
Subjects.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. Media studies, and... two sciences, biology and chemistry.
Love chemistry.
Chemistry's quite fun.
I love bio too.
Oh yeah. And for my other one is geography. What about you?
I've gotten a bit of introspective into the geography world as of late. And yes.
Oh yes, as of late. We don't take cool subjects like Myri does. Taking law.
Yeah.
We took it last year.
Yeah.
We
took legal studies. Yeah. And then
legal studies. That's the correct term.
Yeah, I was going to say law seems very like formal. And I was like, oh damn, you guys have got like a full program, but no.
I was going to take it as a sixth subject this year.
Yeah, and then I decided a study period would keep me sane.
Yeah, so study period would be safe.
That's valid. Study periods are honestly my saving grace.
Yeah. I mean, legal studies, some would argue, is a study period if you use it.
Oh, right. No, it is not. You actually definitely have to do the work.
I've been corrected. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, don't sleep on that subject either.
Watch a lot of Law and Order.
Oh my gosh.
But apparently this year they don't do that anymore.
No, we actually like learn stuff in legal studies apparently. Like, you guys don't.
Yeah, a bit of Bradley Walsh telling me what's up.
But it was fun. Yeah. I actually learned a lot.
Yeah.
Criminal law and that.
Yep.
Oh, I love criminal law.
I love crime.
What about you?
What?
What are your plans? What are your goals for the end of this year, Levi?
I think I said one earlier. I'm going to try get ducks. I got two... I'll say practice exams. This might make that goal a bit more difficult.
What do you mean?
Publicized. Yeah, but I got a study dog.
Oh,
you know?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
sorry
you should
for
be.
Sorry taking 20 minutes of your time.
What are my goals? I feel like a lot of them have passed, like with debating stuff, but I want Premier Scholar, I think it's called. It's like top 10 in the country because I'm ambitious.
Oh, right.
And,
you are.
Yeah. And I want to enjoy life. And yeah,
that is fair. How about you, Myri?
I feel like my goals are different because I guess for me, I'm ambitious, but I'm ambitious in different ways. Like, I'm ambitious in like trying to set my life up, but making my life look like good in a way that I want it to. So not just like focusing on my academics, but also not. I'm not trying to slam your goals at all because I think they're great goals. But like for me, I know that I want to sort out what I'm doing next year. That's the goal of this year, is to like sort out my 5-year plan and make sure that I'm sorting myself out with something that I'm interested in uni, but also trying to schedule, like, I want to go traveling, I know that I want to do all these other things, I want to live on my own for a while. So trying to, like, I guess sort that all out before the end of the year.
I think that's probably healthy.
Yeah. It's healthy, but the way I'm going about it's probably not.
Late nights.
Yeah,
tons of late nights.
What about yourself?
Yeah, what are your goals?
My goals. Well, one of them is definitely pass. Pass high school, so I don't stay back.
Oh, yeah,
That's like the basic pass.
It really took me a long time to register what you were saying. Like, anyway.
Just get the credits that I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a certain score of above merit, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff, but I don't have as much big goals as you guys other than getting my life sorted.
Got it.
I gotta find an apartment.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, because I don't want to live on
campus. Are you guys planning on staying in Waikato, or are you guys planning on going into the wide world?
I applied to 4 universities, and none of them were Waikato.
Yeah.
So,
to be more specific?
Auckland, Victoria, Otago, and Canterbury. And then I was going to apply overseas a bit hopelessly, but why not?
Yeah. How about you?
Well, I have applied for Vic and Canterbury here. I'm kind of applying for Waikato in case I, like, my whole life falls apart and I need to, like, have a fallback, but I don't really want to go there, so if I don't get accepted into either of those two, then I'll probably travel the world and never go back to uni. No, but my primary focus is overseas, so home, America, applying back home, and then probably Australia, and I might look at, like, Canberra or something as well.
That's safe. I am planning to apply. Well, I have applied for Lincoln, Massey, and Otago, and Queensland. Hopefully, I get in Queensland. I think I'm mostly leaning towards Otago.
Party school.
Is it? Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Have you not
say,
had the
you say, is it? Like, I feel like it's quite a well-known
I feel like you definitely
thing.
Knew
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I heard it from my teacher, but, like,
it's...
Yeah.
Go be the king of Castle Street, bro.
Oh my gosh. It's so terrible.
Right.
Terrible.
Otago, and I really want to go to Australia. It's just my biggest downside to it is it's hot.
I love hot.
I don't like the heat. I don't like it. I like optimal temperature.
That's so strange.
I like optimal temperature is quite broad, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, the sun is out. There are clouds. It's windy, but it's dry.
So, like, humid.
That sounds terrible. That sounds
disgusting. But how do we dry?
I want it to be windy. Dry as in, like, the ground, it doesn't have puddles. Because I hate getting wet shoes and wet socks. It is one of my biggest things that I hate.
It's probably, like, some obscure European country. Is that weather? I don't know.
Actually, winter in Australia is amazing. That's perfect.
Okay, girl. Okay.
What opinions do you have on that one?
Well, I'm just flabbergasted as someone...
that's a good word.
I'm, like, literally, like, I don't even know what to say to that. Like, I am a summer and water child thoroughly through and through. Like, imagine... Like, in winter, if I want to go surfing, I'm going to have to put on booties. I'm going to have to put on, like, a whole, like, 10mm thick wetsuit. Like, I don't want that. I want to be surfing in my bikini and something, you know? Like, I'm just...
The beach is where it's at.
Yeah.
Wait, is it because you were born in California? And just
probably.
The soul of it just went into you?
Yeah, it just, I am California and California is me.
You're a Cali girl?
I am Cali girl. Through and through.
Through and through. How about you? What would you do?
I'm not a Cali girl. What would I do in my free time?
Yeah, uni. Like now that you don't have hope. Well, you probably will have hope.
Go learn a second language. That seems cool. Maybe pick up an instrument, like I said I was going to do when I was probably like a very small child. And then just never got around to. I don't know. It's this year has been quite high octane, so to speak.
It is. Yeah. I feel like after this year, most people are just burnt out.
I'm already burnt out. I am already burnt out.
I feel like I'm like burning the candle at both ends, but there's still work to be done.
There is. How are your exams? I know you just had mocks, Myri.
Yeah, I just
and
finished.
You are currently...
I walked here.
From an exam.
It's my second, technically, yeah.
Your second one. Yeah. I don't start mine until Monday. And it's Thursday.
I finished mine on Monday.
Lucky you. You got a whole week.
Yeah,
study leave.
Yeah, but it's... What am I studying for?
That's just free time.
Yeah, but, you know, part of me would have preferred to have had more opportunity to prepare. But, you know...
I see.
The, youthful spirit in me probably will enjoy the 7-day weekend and go, I don't know, go work, go.
How did you guys prepare for exams?
Oh, do you want the honest truth?
Is this where you say I didn't or what? Okay.
Didn't.
No, okay. I have some excuses, but also basically my mindset this year on mock exams has been very different to how it's been for the last few years, because like year 11, year 12, right, we got mock exams were so much put on a pedestal because you knew that if you did well in them you wouldn't have to like stress as much about externals because you knew that you could like get the better of the two grades. Right. So for me, I put all of my time and energy into mocks last year and probably the year before, and externals was just an opportunity for me to mop up the floor with what I wasn't happy with and get better grades. But this year for me it's terrible, but I kind of did not see the point of mocks. Like, I am assuming that I'm going to be healthy for externals, so I was like, what's the point? I'm going to be doing externals anyway. But then I guess I kind of got a reality check because I was sick all of last week.
Yeah.
So I kind of am like, this is realistic. But basically, I did not study at all for mocks. On the Monday of my English exam, I spent probably 4 hours, 5 hours straight. I didn't talk to anyone, and I just studied for English.
Study.
5 hours before, and that was me memorizing 5 quotes and a couple themes. And then Tuesday was history, and I went into that with zero preparation. I did not even know what the exam was going to look like because I've never taken history before. So I didn't even like bother to look through an odd past paper or anything. That's just how I did it. And I was the last person to leave the history exam. So
those are always terrifying. I remember doing a chemistry internal last term. I was the first person to finish. The smartest guy in that class, I think, sat beside me, and I finished like with 10 minutes to spare of that internal, and I was like, I must have missed something, because if he's not finished, why would everybody else be?
Yeah.
And so I did something, I thought I did something wrong. What?
That's why he gets the best marks.
I was so happy when I saw my marks.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, how about you? How are you studying?
How am I studying? I wish I had more time. Because usually I try to do some more preparation in advance, but I was just trying to get internals in.
Mm-hmm.
my executive decision, we'll call it, was to take Monday and Tuesday off as mental health days.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
oh yeah.
Because I got no study leave for my exams.
I didn't do that either.
I don't know. I just try organize the day, try and if I'm not being productive, then I will take a break.
Yeah.
And if I am being productive, then I will try my absolute best to avoid opening my phone or something, because mm-hmm. that'll just derail that.
Yeah, that's a good starting point, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're not being productive, just take a break.
Yeah.
But I guess that depends on the person.
I'm terrible, because if I when I put my mind to it and I sit down and study, I put my phone away in another room, because that's my probably number one biggest distractor.
I should do that.
But I also am terrible, because then I'll open my computer and I'll look at it and I'll go, I don't want to do this, I'm going to take a break. And then I go for a walk for an hour, and then I come back and I'm like, I want to do a workout, and I work out for another hour, and then I sit there and I'm like, I need a shower, I need to do all this, I need to eat, I need to replenish my body, and it gets pushed out. So for me, it's also holding myself accountable. Like, if I'm going to study, I'm going to study for an hour, and then I get to go do what I want to do.
I cleaned my room as part of my walks preparation.
Yeah, sometimes it really is positive. Positive procrastination is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Did
the dishes a couple times. You know,
I prefer doing the dishes when I'm not being told to do the dishes.
Yeah, same.
It feels like a kindness thing in doing it.
I'm a good person.
It makes you feel good. And then when your parents say it, it's like, I don't want to now.
That's why you do it. That's why you do it in advance. You gotta get onto it. It's also why you study in advance.
For me, this year I've been getting sick at the end of every term. I got sick last weekend, and so I didn't get to do much study, and I was supposed to do a chemistry test. But I was sick the first 2 days. I'll just look at past papers. But the way I've been studying is I've been studying the things that I don't know how to write for.
Yes.
So without a doubt.
Without a doubt, that's the ones that I'm studying for. So that's media studies and chemistry, because they don't have like a set template, I guess.
Yeah.
Biology has a set template, which is why I know how to write about that. Statistics has a set template, and so does geography. So those I don't study for. I just, because what you do for those kinds of subjects is you just remember facts.
Yeah.
For things that doesn't have a set template, which is like media studies, English, chemistry. Chemistry.
There it is.
There it is. Chemistry, those I study for, because there's a lot more to study for. And now that I'm just talking about it, I just realized it's 3 exams in 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's so much different from what we usually do the rest of the year. How do you feel about that?
What about, like, standardized testing, like, times? I like the freedom of internals and stuff like that, but I have had historically a bad tendency to overwrite.
Legal studies last year.
Psychology as well.
You'd be writing like...
Yeah, because if you give me an extended period of time, I would keep going back to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's what
it's probably worse.
Yeah. That's what I don't do. That's why I try to leave it in the last week. Like, I have my not in a bad way. No.
If you found what works for you, go you. I wish I knew.
And what I meant was I'd have all my facts and details done.
Yeah.
All researched. But in the last week, that's when I write it. Depending on how much I have to write. I won't do it last week for everything, because some subjects have longer.
Yeah.
It takes longer to write and homework too, but I like to keep my facts straight, checked, researched, and then put it all together at the end.
That works.
Yeah. So it is procrastinating, but it's smart procrastinating.
You guys have a very different approach. It's making me realize how terrible I am.
Oh, don't worry.
I'm so like loose with my study and stuff. Like, study schedules do not work for me, because I'll look at it and I'll just go, I don't want to do that, so why would I? And I'll do something else. And it's terrible, but also, like, I guess it's one thing I can cross off the list that it doesn't work for me. Like, for me, I love working outside. Like, I'll just go sit outside in the sun, and I will probably get most of my work done, or I'll get a random burst of energy and random inspiration and, like, feel like I want to suddenly do all of my work, and that's how most of my work gets done, is sudden bursts of, I really want to do that right now.
That's probably not actually too far off me, though.
Yeah.
I have never written up, like, a study timetable in my life, because people will do things like make calendars, and it's like being productive without being productive, because you're not actually doing anything.
If I made a study timetable, I would spend the time making the city tight, by making it pretty and making it look aesthetic. Because in my brain, that's going to make me inspired, but in reality, it's going to do nothing for me.
Yeah, when I talk about my study, when I just told you guys about my study rituals, that's if I want to study. Most of the time, I do get distracted, and I guess that's my main problem, is getting distracted. So my main goal is just turn off notifications, get everything I need to say to my friends in the morning, and make sure to reply, check whenever I'm on breaks. But that's mostly it for studying for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, even for all of us, we sat in the library before the English exam, and we sat down, and none of us talked to each other, and we just got it done. But it actually, I guess if everyone's in a productive mood, it actually inspires you to be productive as well.
Yeah.
I think bad to leave it to the last minute, but also everyone else knowing that we're on a time crunch made everyone else be productive, and then you see someone else being productive and you want to be productive. So sometimes studying with friends, if you know that you're actually going to get things done and you're on a little bit of a time crunch, I reckon it can be really productive.
Yeah, the time crunch probably helps. I think that's why people do internals last minute.
Yeah, it really helps. It makes you feel more productive
in less time.
yeah it's easier for people to do small things that I do within a small amount of time, than larger things with given amount of time.
Which is why exams are not actually as terrible as they could be.
Yeah, they're not as bad.
Intrinsically, it's absurd.
Yeah.
At the same time, I feel like I've become so entrenched in it that I don't care anymore.
I fully feed into the system. Yeah. I fully am that person who's an excellence, I need an excellence.
Yeah, and it's 3 hours of non-stop writing. What would you guys like to know better about studying?
I don't know. It's a hard thing to talk about because I feel like very often you can't necessarily, we'll say, control when you have energy, when you're distracted. It's just kind of learning to deal with that in a way that's productive.
Yeah, just finding out your own, I guess, rhythm.
That's why spontaneous bursts of productivity happen and make sense. So if there's some sort of grand way to say control your energy level pretty consistently,
I'd like to know,
then that would be fantastic.
Please tell us.
Yeah,
I guess that's mostly it for learning, studying.
Yeah.
But are there any last things you guys want to give out? Any last piece of advice you'd want to tell people?
Number one study tip?
Yeah. Study tip for exams.
I feel like part of my job is I should know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm going to sound
deputy head prefect, captain of moon team. Academic honors.
I don't know. It's a hard thing to say. You know, can I contemplate this?
Even
though it's being recorded.
On. I'll jump in. Pretty much studying. I think that take your phone away. That's number one. Mm. Number two is actually sit yourself down and have a you need to mentally have a discussion with yourself, and you need to go, this is the situation. This is what needs to be the outcome. Honestly, setting yourself small bits of study, I'll answer one question and then I'll take a break. Honestly, break it down, because for me, if you give me long list and long activities, stress me out so much. If you give me a long list and you say get this all done by the end of the week, I'll probably go home and cry about it. But if you tell me get this done by today, I would do it, because I feel the time pressure. So if you tell me give me a shorter deadline with shorter work to do, I think we were saying that before.
Yeah.
Give me a shorter deadline with something shorter to do, I'll get it done for you, no problems. But set yourself, don't set yourself a whole exam in an afternoon, because I know that I wouldn't do a whole exam in an afternoon at my home when I could be doing 50 other things.
I guess for me would be look at past exams, and then once you look at the questions, take one exam each, look at the questions, and bullet point the main things you're gonna need to know. If you were doing a history exam, look at one exam and read a question and list down the things that you didn't know how to answer about that exam. I would suggest studying on that, because if you know what you can't do, then you know what to do for studying.
That's
I can agree with the past papers thing, because the problem, I think, especially for kids who might be doing level one or something, it's their first kind of lot of exams, is that to just go through a book and say look at a year's worth of notes isn't going to prepare you for an exam. do something that's engaging, I suppose, if you talk about studying. Like, for me, I try to avoid cramming everything or, like, studying very late the night before an exam because I know that I'm mentally not engaging with that. I'm, like, tired. It's been a full day.
Yeah.
Get up early enough that you'd still got something to do and just start on it.
Yeah.
And then just think, if you want to do anything else, you can do it later in the day. Just keep yourself engaged. If that's like doing a question as opposed to just going over notes, then do that. If that's bullet pointing summaries, then do that. As long as you feel yourself actually processing stuff instead of just throwing your head against the wall and just being like,
this is gonna
work, I'm just gonna brute force it. It's just work smarter.
Yeah. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Like, I find that, like, I get bored when I actually don't know how to do something. So, like, because I'll be bored, I'll be staring at this question, and I'm like, why do I not understand? And that's, like, why I'm bored. And that's also why I procrastinate. Like, if I don't know how to do something, it's usually because I just don't know. Like, I'm procrastinating because I don't know how to do it. And so, instead of confronting the fact that I don't know how to do it, I very unhealthily deal with that by going on a run.
Okay,
That is it, though. Like, if I take, like, a calculus practice paper, as I've unfortunately had to do over the past few days, if I don't know how to do a question, after a while, it's like, look at the marking schedule.
Yeah.
Figure out what you need to do. Because that is actually engaging with finding a solution more so than just sitting there and just not finding a solution.
Exactly. And you do that enough, you're going to figure out that some subjects does have like a template.
Exactly.
Answer.
That's the thing, is certain questions, you're never going to get like the same question per se, or depending on the subject, but there's a certain way to approach it. And the way in which you learn that is not by, again, brute forcing it. It's by looking at those things, is by engaging with not just answering the question, but how to answer a question.
Yeah, it's like figuring out what other people did instead of trying to figure out how you would do it.
That's why we do tutoring programs.
You should attend.
Yeah.
Monday and Wednesday.
After school in the library. If you're a hostel kid, Tuesday after school in the prep room. Other ones I forgot. Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for us for today. Thank you for coming, Levi.
Thank you, Levi. Round of applause.
Can I applaud myself?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You deserved it.
Right, cheers. Gee, that sounds like a bit of a shot, but all right.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.